I'm always last because I'm never ready.
Right.
Even though I send you guys like a million reels, I'm just never ready. I think at my age, I'm starting to have a memory like of a chihuahua.
Wait, hold on. I want to hear Anna be surprised that you're actually honoring her. Go ahead, Anna.
I know.
She did say wow.
What?
I couldn't fall asleep. I was so anxious that I wouldn't wake up.
If only that happened every time we recorded.
Well, yeah, this time, I guess because I put out a disclaimer instead of quietly went to take a nap.
Yeah, we were on you about it.
So are we actually waiting for Jamming or?
No, he's on vacation.
Is he really?
No, he's right there.
Did he really join?
Jamming, you're on vacation.
Oh, he is.
Not really.
Aw, what a trooper.
Oh. Not really. Well, it's basically a staycation.
We were ragging on Albert for not understanding your message.
What?
Yeah, I know, but still.
What?
Yeah, I hate to ruin it. But the thing is, technically, my vacation is starting until tomorrow, right? Because this is right now, so just a regular weekend.
Besides, do you really consider this working? Come on.
A little bit.
He was talking to you guys.
Yeah, it takes a lot of energy.
The podcast.
It's actually worse than working, because I don't get paid for this. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
It's slave labor.
What are you doing here, Jermaine?
I might skip next week, though, because technically that's when vacation really starts, right? Because this is a regular weekend. True. And Monday, Tuesday, that's you know, those are the days I'll actually miss. So I might skip next week.
If we're skipping a week, shouldn't it be on the Super Bowl weekend?
Not really.
Not really.
Could we just record on Monday? I actually might have to skip that one because I have some stream recording.
I want to watch the game too.
Are you?
No, I want to watch the game, but I'm not going to be doing that.
All right. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on all at once. One at a time.
We're just excited that you're here.
It's not a big
deal. And but that I'm on time and first in line.
I wanted to take a nap out. Actually, I just ate a big lunch.
Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Jeremy.
This is Anna.
So, recently, I went ahead and I was looking through some boxes that I haven't opened since I moved here.
Oh my god, Albert. Oh, those boxes still there, too. That's not yours.
No, let me guess. What do you get? I'm going to guess what you found. Either your old Maxim magazines. You're too young for a Playboy, but you found your old Maxim magazines. Is that what you found? Is that what we're going with?
I'm trying to think. What could it be? Is it your old cassette tape?
No, he's a 90s kid. It's his old Maxim magazines. It gotta be.
No, that one is already uncovered years ago. So I'm not talking about that.
Those are the ones under your bed. That's right.
No,
they were out in the open. I remember in the house.
What?
Something like that.
Say what?
Wow. Remember the 90s, guys? Look at that. Spray that shit.
Anyways, so I found a Funko Pop, right? And I was thinking, like, Funko Pop from something that I boxed like many years ago. It still exists here, kind of thing. It is a Star Wars Han Solo Funko Pop, right? And like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't know I had this. And then I looked it up online to see what it is, like how much it costs, like how much people are selling on eBay. It's $270, guys.
Wow,
that's pretty good.
I was shocked. I was shocked. I didn't know I had it, and I didn't know it was like a special collector version of the Han Solo pop. You know,
do you remember when you purchased it?
I don't know. This could have been like a Comic-Con thing, maybe. It's possible, I guess. But
I didn't even know Funko Pop was like a thing back then. I thought it was like pretty recent.
It's been a thing for a while.
Do you remember, so you have no memory of how much you paid for it?
I do not know.
Probably not 200.
Yeah. I'm not even sure when this was released. Oh, release year 2011.
Oh, there you go. I have quite a few Funko Pops that are worth something.
I have a Funko Pop that's like that old. Yeah, 2011. But yeah, it's $270 on eBay that I'm looking at right now. And apparently, it's considered a rare vaulted item. And that's part of the reason
why. There you go.
Yeah. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, score. My advice to you is just try to hunt down Harrison Ford. Have him sign that shit. You don't have much time, man. The way he's flying planes, he's pushing mid-80s and stuff like that. You got to find his ass
I mean, speaking of not having enough time, I mean, I was asking my niece about this. Like, do you know people your age that are collecting Funko Pop? And she's like, no, not really. only the weirdos do that.
There are Funko Pops at La Ross and Burlington and TJ Maxx now. So,
and they've officially
the Dollar Tree sometimes.
They've officially targeted us millennials.
Yeah,
and Gen Z.
It does seem like they don't care about Gen Alpha getting to Funko Pop, but they definitely want millennials and Gen Z to like hold on to the Funko Pops. You know?
Yeah, I think they're out of that. That what do you call it? That cool zone where that, you know, that's the hip thing to kind of collect now. You know what I mean? They're kind of out of the zeitgeist, I guess.
I don't know about that. I think kids nowadays do still collect stuff. It's just not our stuff.
But I'm talking specifically Funko stuff. Is that really a thing? Is there still Funko Dodgers games or Lakers games, stuff like that? You know,
I think
it's Shohei Ohtani Funko Pop Day.
I think there still are a bunch of Funko Pop stuff, but then if you really pay attention to what they are, they're either anime or they're like pop culture stuff, and a lot of them are stuff that Gen Z and millennials like.
Well, let me ask you this: you guys went to the last con? Do they still have a booster?
Absolutely, yeah. Funko Pop still around. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
If they can swing, what do you call it? A booth at Comic Con. I think they're pretty good. They're still okay then.
They really hit it out of the park now with the mini pops, because I like mini things, so now I want to buy all the mini pops, and they're like $3 a pop, so it's not that bad. You know,
it's even smaller.
And they don't take up.
Yeah.
They're tiny. They're tiny little babies, and they don't take up too much space, so it's kind of perfect.
I don't know. I don't know what that is, but like
miniatures,
my niece,
basically.
But my niece, they're like into Labubu, but then so are millennials and Gen Z. It's like, go figure.
I don't understand Labubu. They all look the same to me.
What's Labubu?
You know what Labubu is, right, Anna? No, you don't.
The Labubus?
What's the Labubus?
It's like a little monster looking thing with a big giant. Grinning
yeah, it's
teeth
like really
and like
creepy smile.
Yeah, it's like
it's like dressed like a Teletubby,
in a way. Yeah, ooh. Or like a rabbit. But
yeah,
it got really popular last year because one of the Blackpink girls was promoting it, and then suddenly it became a craze. So
totally missed that craze.
Yeah, apparently so. I think I mentioned it in the podcast months ago, but yeah.
Drop in the chat so people can take a look at.
And like apparently it's like a thing to like put them as charms on your bags and stuff.
That people steal.
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently they forfeit like they what do you call it? They fake it now. Like there's
bootleg
copies of it now like circulating.
Yeah, it's a popular item.
But, I do like how bag charms have taken off. Like I think that's a really cool thing, but
I do love me a bag charm. A small one.
Yeah, a little one. Like, I have a bow one. I haven't even put it on my purse. Actually, I think I already lost it.
I'm having flashback to the Ruti and Anna episode.
you have your little initial.
You can hop off now. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, Anna, so we were saying.
On that note, is the 839th episode of the show.
Rude.
And as of this recording.
Wait, hold on. Just to put a bow on the last topic and stuff, are you going to sell the Funko Pop or are you just going to keep it?
Oh, no, I'm going to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I like having it also. It's Han Solo. But I'll keep it.
This is why Anna and I need our own show.
Well,
I mean, we can alternate if you want.
That's fine. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for opening. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. It's the 839th episode of the show. And as of this recording, it's currently 1:43 a.m., January 27, 2025, in Warrington, Cheshire, England. And it's time to take a look and see what's up.
What's up?
So it is also the last week of the month. So what's up with January 2025?
I want to
run through a bunch of stuff that we don't have to talk about. So let me just run through this real quick. Terror attack in New Orleans, the Cybertruck blowing up in Las Vegas.
All that happened this week, this month. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, 100 years ago. Let me finish the list.
Snowstorms where they're.
Let me finish the list.
They have no business.
Let me finish the list. Okay.
We don't like getting interrupted, do we?
Hold on. We'll get to the topic once where we can discuss stuff in a bit. Hold on. Again, also Meta abandoning fact checking. We talked about the Walmart working bag situation. We already did that in the podcast.
Working.
Birkin, yeah. Hermes. Nintendo Switch 2 officially reveals a teaser of what it's going to be called. Unfortunately for me, I predicted it was going to be called the Super Nintendo Switch, and apparently they're just going to stick a number 2 right to it.
They put 2 on it. What happened there? What happened? I should talk to someone in Nintendo, by the way. You know what I mean? He's like, come on, guys. Why have to be cutting edge innovative? Which is not 2. Mm. You did it. That's so fine.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Xbox Developers Direct was a big hit. California had a bunch of wildfires. Florida, Texas, and other places got snowed when they shouldn't have. TikTok had a ban. TikTok had an unban. We talked about that on the podcast.
This all happened in this month. Are you sure? This is not right.
Research presidents.
We're doing too much, guys.
People
overachievers here. It's only January.
People were hopping over to Red Note app because of the TikTok ban or unban. Blah, blah, blah. Biden finally had a ceasefire deal. We have a new president again. And every crazy thing that happened every single day in the first week of his second term. So all that. Now, the stuff that I want to bring up to you guys for discussion. At the beginning of the year, a gym owner bans new members in January.
I love that.
Because for obvious reasons, right? Because a lot of people have the nervous solution thing to work out more. And all they do, Anna, you have experience with the gym. All they do is they show up. First couple of weeks.
Annoying. They're taking up spots that we need. There the people go. Who go like all the time. That's why I don't go in January. I usually wait till like February or mid-February to go back.
When people drop off.
It's so annoying. And right now I'm sick, so I'm using that as an excuse. But literally, like, the new gym goers, like, you know, they're all, you know, I'm ready and I'm protein and I'm so cool. I'm hitting so hard. And I'm like, yeah, I want to see you here at the 6 a.m. class. In June, you know, like I want to see you here in December. Like, stop acting so fake.
I think there's been versions of the story previous years, right? I think there's been, wasn't there one like a couple years ago where they increased the membership for just new members for that 1 month or something like that?
Oh, yeah, or just,
that's right. There's been like, there's been variations to this kind of thing, yeah, because, people are not cool with hey, I'm dedicated, it's me, this is a new me, and then 2 weeks later, nope, peace out.
Yeah,
it's not me.
Gym owner Clayton Lee from Ascendancy Fitness in England. This is in England, by the way. He said on January 4, he said here, we stopped signups on New Year's Eve, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people said, well, this isn't a good business move. He goes, actually, I beg to differ. actually the opposite. So all our existing members are much happier because of this. Yeah. So
it's good. It's good thinking because you're thinking long term versus short term. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is why you have to start in the second quarter of the year. Because it's more. Then you're only left with 2 more quarters till the end of the year. After that quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a shorter year.
And you said it's just for just January, right? She would start adding people in February, right?
Yeah.
What it was?
This one, I mean, from what I guess is that he is gonna lift the ban in February. So yeah. So just January.
That's smart.
It's very smart. I'm pretty sure more gyms are going to probably do this in the future.
Doubt it.
Guy should run for president. Very smart.
Did we or did we not talk about Zendaya and Tom Holland getting engaged?
Yes.
We did.
So we can skip that. Okay. Oh, you want to talk about it some more? Anna, do you want to talk about it some more?
Engaged! Yeah, it's gonna be so cute. The wedding, the engagement photos, can't wait.
It's so funny to me because, like, you know, it all came out that, you know, she's engaged and she had a ring and she said press things with the ring. And our friend of the podcast, Derek, texted me, he's like, why didn't you tell me they were engaged? I saw her at a press thing like over the weekend, and I'm like, bro, like, I saw the videos from that press where you were at. Her ring was like right there, front and center, flashing everybody. How could you not tell?
He's a guy. I'm a guy. I wouldn't have noticed.
Well, no, I asked, like, don't you look at the rings? Like, don't you look at the ring hand? And he said, like, well, he does, but not like Zendaya or like.
Oh, he does? See, I don't even look at that. Well, I guess for obvious reason, I don't even look at that.
Well, you're married.
I know. That's what I'm saying. For obvious reasons.
But yeah, I was like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was my job to tell you celebrity news, but apparently it is. And I'm like, you were right there. She had that honker in front of everyone, flashing everyone. I don't know how you could miss it. But apparently it's my fault that he didn't know.
About you're the breaking news agent.
For celebrities, yeah.
I am, but yeah, I'm really, actually really happy for them. I hope they go the long way. I know they're young and stuff, but who cares? They're rich. They're beautiful. Why not?
Mm. And they're so cute together.
I know! He's so secure in himself. She's secure in herself. Like, they're just a really cute couple, and I'm glad that they're, like, you know, taking the next step and stuff. And who knows? Maybe they'll be married by the end of the year.
And have babies.
I just hope that she releases, like, they show, like, her wedding dress and she doesn't hide it. Because I would love to see what she comes up with.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, the dress? That's going to be a whole, that's got to be, like, when they have their wedding, that has to be the Ruthie and Anna show.
Oh, I know.
The weekend after. We'll like, you guys could just forget it that week.
I think that's.
We can nitpick that wedding apart.
Yes, well, we can talk about it. This will solidify Law Roads in like fashion. Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully their marriage does not interfere with her filming doing part 3 and 4. So that's all I ask.
As long as it interferes with everything Spider-Man, I'm good.
Yeah. I don't know when they're gonna get married. They're both pretty busy and stuff. It turns out he's actually the lead in the new Christopher Nolan movie and stuff like that. And they're that both supposed to
shoot. Oh, they're both in the Odyssey one.
Yeah, they and they're both supposed to shoot also Spider-Man coming up.
They don't need to plan anything. They have people who plan it for them.
That's true. They're rich.
I mean, she could still get pregnant, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. My guess is they don't. I don't think.
There's a thing called birth control.
It still can happen.
Just saying. It's a long engagement and stuff like that. They won't be married for a couple of years and stuff.
Oh, they'll be up for predictions then.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
This isn't Miley Cyrus and Liam. What's his face?
Yeah. Next up, this is a topic that's been brought up many years now, but it was brought up again this month, where the National Archive was asking help for people who can read cursive.
Oh my God. What?
Where do I sign up?
A lot of people nowadays can't read cursive, right? Especially kids, because they don't teach cursive in school
anymore. They don't teach it anymore.
Yeah.
Terrible. I can't, like, I thought it was just funny, like, oh, they don't teach it anymore. But I didn't think, like, people actually can't decipher cursive. No. That's insane.
People are dumb.
If you can't write cursive, it also doesn't help if you can't read cursive. So.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my writing's for shit, like, but I can read it.
Doesn't it give you just a little bit more effort, though, if it's not printed?
No.
No.
Okay, it's just me then. How about you, Jamek?
Girl, how reading. Old are you? You should be better.
You're older than us.
We should have more struggle than you.
Okay, I'm looking at one of the documents that they have an example here in the National Archive. Let's see. The following is the declaration of James Lambert, a soldier of the Revolutionary War in... What does it say?
Revolutionary time?
In something America. In something America. Oh, I don't know.
1770 something?
I don't know. Anyways, let's move on. Oh, wait, hold on, jumping. Are you okay with recursive still?
No, I haven't had it. I don't even know if I can read cursive anymore. It's been a long time. First of all, I don't even see cursive in real life anymore. I don't write cursive anymore, obviously. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we're just talking about historical documents, right? So. You know my answer? You know what? AI that shit. You know what I mean? Take a picture, have AI do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't look at me, man.
This is what they want from us.
Of the movie Her?
Like that. Yeah, just take a picture. You know what? Take a picture. Let AI. Let that DeepSeek.
Here, if you want to try. If you want to try, I just said it to the chat. If you want to try and read that. If you want to just try and read that.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
The following in the Declaration of James Lambert.
Is. I got that much. Oh, see?
See?
The following is the...
Is the Declaration of James Lambert.
Are we just reading a soldier of... we're just reading like a shopping list. You know what? Dear
hold on. Anna, well, I need to buy something. What is that word in front of America? What is that?
Was in the... Okay, this is like old cursive.
Yes, though. That's the reason why the National Archive is looking for help.
Oh, I thought it was like modern cursive.
No.
Nobody writes in cursive.
Yeah, like back then, cursive was cursive, you know? Yeah. So this is the one that's like, you know.
But seriously. It says the ants.
Yes, like, that's what it looked like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't
was
know.
In the...
What does AI say?
Of the Revolutionary War in North America.
Is that what it is? North America?
I think that's what it is.
South America. No.
Oh, I'm leaning more towards South America as well. Listeners, I'll put the link in the show notes if you want to try your luck as well.
On this day,
it does look like South. That does look like a Christmas.
It looks like South, right?
So, yeah.
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 That, you know, it's just, we were so good back in the day. We focused on good writing and, mm-hmm. Man, just that. Now it's chicken scratch. And
yeah, what
if
this is from like a Southern soldier? You know, dear Santa, I can't believe they're fighting to keep these Edward. You know what I mean? Like, we know this.
But I mean, it's a combination of both being able to read it. I mean, because you can't like really decipher it letter by letter, but mm-hmm. it's also the context and understanding, like, does mm-hmm. it coincide with, does it make sense with history mm-hmm. and the context of which this was being written?
Yeah.
But we can't even decide what word that is before America in that document. It just goes to show.
That's why, like, if we know the history, then is it mm-hmm. South or is it North? But then if you're also looking down towards another S, it does look like an S.
Yeah.
But then there's a U missing, so it could also be a shortened N.
I'm sticking with my original answer. Let AI take care of this. You know what I mean? It's the AI thing now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have it.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Have you... Speaking of Florida or the South, have you heard of Sophia Ross?
Sophia Ross.
That sounds familiar.
There was a dash cam DUI arrest video that went viral a little bit in January. She's a Hooters waitress, 22. And
now you got my attention.
She tried to flirt her way out of a DUI arrest, and it was all captured on body cam. Mm-hmm.
A Reno 911 episode.
Yeah, well, it sounds like one. But this actually happened in November, but it was leaked out in this month. And
did it work?
Not that I'm aware of, but it is a funny in quotes video to watch, because she was like, you know, oh, you're handsome, you know. Hey, mm-hmm. daddy, you know, I can take my hands off you. You know, is that kind of a stuff?
Hey now.
Yeah.
Hey now. Yeah. Did it work?
I'm just saying is that at this point on, people are like, oh, I know who that is. And she's like, oh, I kind of want to be like that Haktuba girl and kind of like jump point this viral video into something else kind of thing.
Do it, girl.
Did she get out of thinking?
It doesn't say she did.
Oh, okay. Because my understanding is with those this is a dash cam from the police officer, right? My understanding, those are open for public records after some time. So if you say it happened in November, it's probably some sort of like statute of limitations, whatever. And my guess is she's the one who has access to it. So she must have, what do you call it, got it and leaked it out, right?
It's possible. I mean, her trial or her court appearance was supposed to be January 9th. And mm-hmm. I don't have a follow-up on how that played out. Yeah. I know he says that she pleaded not guilty, which is kind of hard to do when it's on camera.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I think your intuition is right in the sense that I think she might be hoping that by releasing it, she goes viral and, you know, she turns this into a thing. You know what I mean? So
I guess.
But I can't imagine why the police would. I can't imagine why the police would be interested in releasing this one, unless, like I said, unless he actually, you know what, this works. I'm with this. I'm figuring out this body cam right now. You don't need a ticket. You know what I mean? So
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I didn't even question why the body cam video was released, but there it is, released, right?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not obviously a police officer or a lawyer or anything, but my understanding is those body cam things are like freedom of information, whatever. You know what I mean? You can get access to it after a certain amount of time. Because all that film is public, is for the public. You know? We pay for it with our tax dollars, right? So we should have access to it. After a certain amount.
That is true. Yeah,
so, and I would certainly she's the only one who cares that much, right? So, my guess is she's trying to go viral.
Yeah, yeah, that's my guess too.
Yeah.
Apparently, she had an apology video about the DOI too, but I haven't looked at that. Moving on, are you guys familiar with the show Shifting Gears with Tim Allen and Kat Dennings?
Heard of it.
Oh, heard of it.
It's on ABC. Apparently,
kind of canal's politics. What do you think of that?
Apparently, the whole idea that broadcast TV is dead may not be true. In a span of 1 week, it went 17 million viewers watched mm-hmm. the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on the day of release, it was 6.2 million. So which is actually really good for a network TV sitcom mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm still not going to watch it, but
Tim Allen, yeah, Tim Allen is, he has a base, he has an audience and stuff like that. You know what I mean? He's been doing it. He's been, you know, he was in a big hit after Home Improvement too, right? I think he had another thing that was also a big hit, right?
Yes.
So he has a fan base, and unlike some of these other like aging sitcom stars, he can still draw in the viewers. You know what I mean? Frasier's got canceled, Roseanne got canceled. You know what I mean? But yeah, Tim Allen. Good for him, I guess. And again, mm-hmm. I don't like his politics and stuff like that. I'm not a big fan of sitcoms in general, that kind of sitcom, but
what are you gonna do? Yeah, Benning's coming from Two Girls? Mm-hmm.
Two Girls, possibly One Cup.
Two Girls, One Cup. No, not that one.
Put that link in the show notes.
Do not bring that
I thought it was
into circulation.
It was Two Broke Girls, right? Two Broke Girls. Oh. Yeah, Two Broke Girls, right?
There you go. That's yours.
Something like that. Yeah.
Albert.
But yeah. I'm just saying. But
I knew I would regret it the second I said Two Girls. Should have just kept my mouth shut.
This week's show notes will be fantastic, man.
Yeah, but no, the last show he did was Last Man Standing, right?
That's what it was.
And there was this whole controversy about how ABC canceled his show, and then Fox mm-hmm. picked it up because, you know, like, oh, they canceled mm-hmm. the conservative character show, blah, blah, blah. But this show, the new show, is on ABC, which conservatives don't like Disney. So I'm like, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
But go figure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, moving on. The last on my list here is, I have two more. I'm not sure if you guys noticed this, but the Australian Open is going on. I'm not sure if you're watching the tennis thing, my bub.
Yeah, those are the last the men's finals were today.
I didn't know this was
a thing. Left in San Diego. Mm. Something going on in San Diego with not the US Open. Maybe that golf.
Australian Open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Tennis. So apparently,
I wasn't paying attention.
Apparently, there are some rights to show some of the footage from the Australian Open. So a lot of networks are going around it. By making them cartoon characters or video game characters, superimposed over the actual footage, so they can reshow it on their channel without any copyright strike, I guess.
That's hilarious.
Funny. Yeah, I'll put it there. I'll put it in the show notes if you guys want to take a look at it. It's kind of funny. And then last on my list here is Fire Aid concert. I saw this recording, it hasn't happened yet, but it's gonna be like a benefit concert for the Los Angeles fire situation. And they're going to actually have two venues for the concert because there's so many people who are involved in this. It's going to be on the Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum. And just a little rundown the list here for your listeners. Intuit Dome is going to have Billie Eilish, Earth, Wind & Fire, Gracie Abrams, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Lil Baby, Olivia Rodrigo, Peso Pluma, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, Sting, and Tate McRae. And then the Kia Forum is going to have Alanis Morissette, Anderson .Paak, Dave Matthews and John Mayer, Dawes, Graham Nash, Green Day, John Fogerty, Joni Mitchell, No Doubt, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, and The Black Crowes. So yeah, you can also watch this on video, and I think YouTube's going to air it, and all the Netflix is going to air it. One of those things. I'm not sure the list of where else you can watch it. But yeah. It'll
be in the show notes.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes, I guess. I'll put a link to where it's supposed to play. But should be good. Okay, and that's what's up with January 2025.
Oof.
You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Not YouTube. At Albert5x5.
Oh, by the way, real quick.
Yes.
Based on everything that's happening in January, February can't be any worse, right?
Look
at the bad start, right? We got this.
Well, I mean, this is the end times,
smooth sailing, right?
It is the end times, so yeah. Ruthie, where can people find you online?
Oh yes, you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
Oh, it's me. Oh shit! Sorry, football and stuff. Anyway. Right now, I think I mentioned in the chat, I got rid of Instagram. So right now, I only have TikTok, but I don't post anything. I'm just being a perv. And then I just joined Blue Sky a couple of days ago, and I haven't posted anything, but I've, I went through the thing where I added all the people that left Twitter and stuff. So those are the two places, I guess. So Blue Sky and TikTok.
Mm-hmm. And even TikTok might not be spared, because I mean, there's already talks about how the algorithm is now leading more right somehow.
Not for me.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's a little bit overblown and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's a whole thing. Yeah, right now. But I'm the wrong person to ask, because I did not use TikTok before the shutdown, quote unquote shutdown, and I only use it sort of after. So I'm not a good person to be a before. But the only thing I know is of the maybe 1 out of 100 videos that get recommended to me are like right leaning and stuff, which is a pretty good ratio, I think.
Okay. Mine are not. The only thing was my friend's message got flagged when we were messaging each other because he said Bad Bunny is stupid. And it said, like, this message has been hidden. If you want to report this person. And I'm like, just because it said Bad Bunny is stupid, that's stupid.
I can prove this. I can prove this as a fact. Bad Bunny is stupid. What do you think of that?
Stupid. Have you heard him talk?
Okay. Anyways.
Isn't there a video going viral of him getting giddy over ice cream?
He's such a pansy. I'm sorry. I cannot stand him.
I see many of them, like, Is he special? Is he okay?
Okay. We have somebody else.
Who's he on the spectrum? Social media. What's happening here?
Say who they are from. Anna.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage, or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes. Found on whowhatworstwhy.com. Before we wrap things up, speaking of TikTok and Red Note, or as Jamie will call it, TikTok. It's not just me, right? Javeg?
No, I think it's you.
Okay, whatever. The whole Red Note thing. Apparently, like, Americans are TikTok refugees going to Red Note.
Honshaosu.
Our fight. What?
I mean, keep it real. It's called Honshaosu in Chinese.
Okay, Honshaosu. Come on, man. You're right. They are saying now, oh, wow, China is actually not as bad as Americans are saying it is. They're actually very nice. It's a nice country and all that other stuff. Blah, 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 blah. My whole thing there is that some of the advantages that China have, like, you know, they're very pro electric cars and they have a lot of these gadgets and stuff. Isn't that still on the backs of the fact that it's run by an authoritarian government and they don't pay their workers enough still? That's still a thing, right?
Not so much anymore.
It was a thing
when I first, imported goods from China. Like, mm-hmm. all our customers in the U.S., they want you to make sure, hey, make sure your factories are not using kids labor, blah, blah, blah.
You gotta do social compliance, audits, et cetera.
It's not really a thing anymore.
No. And like, Go ahead.
It's not like, they're making money hand over fist and stuff like that. But as far as like some of the extreme economic stuff, like where they took advantage of didn't pay a lot of people, like kids and all that stuff, that's kind of been out the window and stuff like that. It is, I mean, the thing is, it is part of their, I was talking about some people about it this last, my last trip and stuff like that. It was part of a larger economic plan by China. It is a thing where, like, the first years where they did a lot of export shipping stuff out of the country, you know what I mean, was on the backs of, you know, poorly paid working conditions and all that stuff. Yeah, it was a deliberate thing and stuff like that. It sucked. It sucked for those people, but it's not so much of a thing anymore right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying communism has its advantages. All right.
No, I mean, it's headed in the right direction. I guess if there's a plan, kind of. I mean, every ideology has a purpose, right? And it usually, like, there is, if you stick to the plan and, like, the goal, I guess, it'll work out in general for the society. But if it's too extreme and there's no goal in mind of, like, equality for actual all citizens, or, like, actually, you know, changing it in the future, evolving with the times, evolving with the economy, with the culture of the population, then that's where problems.
But saying, though? It's still authoritarian government, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally. 100%. That's why they're on the whole, what do they call it? What's that app, Jamming, where you can pay, you have to, like, a QR code that you use, and there's no more, it's everything is cashless.
Oh, Alipay?
No, Alipay, yeah.
Oh, that one?
Oh, WeChat? Yeah, everybody uses WeChat and Alipay. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, authoritarianism is the same way that, what do you call it? Putin is authoritarian. Is it the yes. same way as North Korea? No, it's not actually. Okay. No, they're not going to strong arm anybody in terms of this grabbing people, shooting people, and all that stuff. It's not that serious. There's more billionaires in China and millionaires in most places in the world and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And the thing with the communism stuff, you see this stuff on TikTok. It's also just sort of name only. You know what I mean? It's really socialism. Plus, capitalism. You know, it's a hybrid. It's a hybrid. It's not the communism stuff is not like extreme in the last few years. It's not as extreme as it once was. You know what I mean? When I first went there like 20 years ago, you can feel the government's presence. Like, you can feel it in the air and stuff like that. But if you go to major cities like in Guangzhou, Shenzhen, and stuff like, it's not that intense anymore. I saw, again, this is me, using my gaydar and stuff like that, but I see more queer people kind of out in the open, just living their life, you know, without fear of anything. There's also a looseness in the air. There's like there's also more money that's just sort of being flaunted and stuff like that. You know what I mean? In the air and stuff like that. It's socialism. It's socialism plus capitalism and stuff like that. It's not communism. Communism is just a name only and stuff like that.
Okay, so I'll still leave Taiwan alone. All right then. This was episode 839 of Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who With Your Wife Connection.
Wait, Jiaming, are you off this week because it's Chinese New Year? Is your entire office actually like
no, it's just me.
Closed?
No, it's me.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, for the last 2 years, what happened is you know how you get, they let my company pick, the people that work for our company, they either pick Christmas week off or New Year's week off. You know what I mean? I just took neither because I figured, you know, I live 5 minutes away from work. I just go there open and close. Not a big deal for me. So I just said, you know what? I'll defer to whenever Chinese New Year is. Because literally, tomorrow there's literally be like zero emails from overseas. So what's the point of
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for this podcast, so I'll be here, obviously, I'm here right now, but I'll skip next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you understand that, Albert?
You're going to skip next weekend and potentially recording.
I'll follow up with a text.
Yes.
No, because Albert will still misinterpret it.
Follow up by a text, email, Slack, Teams.
With dates.
Yes.
And I'll post it on RedNote, I guess. No, I'll post it on the Blue Sky or Twitter. I don't know.
Just remind me on the chat, for God's sakes. Okay.
What? I don't know.
I've been coughing too this week. Like I haven't been able to sleep either because like I just wake up hacking.
Yeah, everybody's getting sick, man. The week before, the last couple of weeks, like half of the office have gone down with sickness. And so my nephew got sick last night and so on. Everybody's sick, man.
Well, isn't there like a respiratory virus going around?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't go outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I go out for grocery runs, but I don't talk to anybody
outside.
It's fine, guys. Don't worry. From what I can tell, our new president has basically functionally shut down like Department of Health, and also he plans on pulling out the WHO. So it's fine, guys. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fine. Okay. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
That's a Christina Aguilera.
We're pointing signs into being isolated like North Korea.
Yeah.
No, it's Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that's Kelly Clarkson. There we go. It's one of them.
What did he say?
I thought it was Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera song.
But doesn't she have like a stronger song too? She has a stronger song too, right?
Well, Britney has a stronger song. Christina has a quieter song. Clarkson has the "What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger" song. Okay.
Yeah, but that was very specific. Like, "What Doesn't Kill You Makes You
Stronger." Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just couldn't remember who it was.
I think they all were being off Darwin. What do you think of that? Those bitches. What do you think of that?
All right.